If you got your Bibles, turn to 2 Samuel chapter number 16 and 2 Samuel chapter number 19. This morning we started a message about Mephibosheth. Most everybody here probably has heard about what I preached on this morning. Thank God he was a broken man, but better. You say, preacher, what happened? He was fallen, but thank God he was forgiven. I want you to know we're all fallen creatures. We've fallen, we're messes, we're broken, but I'm glad that I have forgiveness from all sin. Thank God I'm saved. Thank God I know I'm saved. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm secure. I'm satisfied. I'm sustained. I'm on my way to heaven. I feel real good about it. Amen. Amen. Woo! Glory. I feel like a little preacher in me tonight. Are you there to 2 Samuel 16? Stand. Let's stand a little tonight. And I want to read just a few verses from both of these chapters. I spoke about Mephibosheth this morning, his fallen state and his forgiveness. I'll be dealing with another aspect. I've heard preachers preach on the first part. I've never heard preachers preach on the second part. But I am going to preach it tonight because it'll stir your soul about this man and it'll help you tonight. Are you there? 2 Samuel 16. Now notice, and when David was, boy, here's a sermon. I don't want to touch much on this because I'm going to preach this soon too. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, I'll preach that. Don't even touch, Chad, don't you touch that message. I'll cut you. Behold, Ziba. Now notice, the same Ziba that fetched him out of Lodabar, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of asses saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread and 100 bundles of raisins and 100 of summer fruits and a bottle of wine. And the king said unto Ziba, what meanest thou by these? And Ziba said, the asses be for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and the summer fruit of the young men to eat, and the wine that such as be faint in the wilderness may drink. And David said, now listen to this, and where is thy master's son? And Ziba said unto the king. Now you're getting ready to hear a bare-faced lie. Bare-faced lie. Just right from hell. You're getting ready to hear one right now. Listen to it. And the king said, and where is thy master's son? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he abideth at Jerusalem. For he said, today shall the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father. Ladies and gentlemen, bare-faced, unadulterated lie. Y'all stay with me. I'm going somewhere. You're going to like this. Then said the king to Ziba, notice the rest of this. Behold, thine are all that pertained unto Mephibosheth. Well, if he's going to go do that, Ziba, I'm going to give you everything that I gave him. You're rich, and he's now broke. How many of y'all with me? And Ziba said, I humbly beseech thee that I may find grace in thy sight, my Lord, O King. Now turn over to the 19th chapter. How many got your King James Bible open to that? Go down to verse 24. Dear Lord, this is good. I'm about ready to shout, and I ain't even got preaching yet. Now notice verse 24. And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king and had neither dressed his feet nor trimmed his beard nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. And it came to pass when he was come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said unto him, wherefore wentest not thou with me, Mephibosheth? Now notice. And he answered, my lord, O king, my servant deceived me. For thy servant said, I will saddle me an ass that I may ride thereon and go to the king, because thy servant is lame. And he has slandered thy servant unto my lord the king. But my lord the king is as an angel of God. The king just gave everything he had away. He just got slandered, and the king gave everything he had away. But he said, king, you're an angel of God. Whoo! Do therefore what is good in thy sight. Man, this is preaching. For all of my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king. Yet didst thou set thy servant among them that did eat at thine own table. What right, therefore, have I yet to cry any more unto the king? And the king said to him, why speakest thou any more of thy matter? I have said, thou and Ziba divide the land. Now he said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a deal. I'm going to let you divide it. Listen to this. And Mephibosheth said unto the king, yea, let him take it all. Let him take all. For as my lord the king has come back in peace unto his own house. Whew. Our Father. Now I want to be able to preach this and help people in this room. Some may have been going through a rough time. Some may even have faced what Mephibosheth had faced, slander and lies. God, folks, Lord, we can't help what people lie or say or slander us. But God, I know what I can do. I can try to emulate Mephibosheth. And though I've been fallen and I am forgiven, Lord, I want to emulate him tonight, and I want to be faithful. And God bless us in Jesus' name. And for his sake, amen. I want to preach tonight on Mephibosheth, a faithful man. Praise God. We might not be able to do much in this world, but if you're saved and born again and blood washed, there's one thing every one of us can do, and that's be faithful. Somebody say, help me preach right there. I've preached all over America. I've preached in churches where pastors were going through it, but they still stayed behind the pulpit and were faithful. Amen. If people lie about you, slander you, try to hurt you, try to belittle you, still stay faithful. Amen. Amen. I want you to know that's a missing quality in our churches today. Hey, there's some people, you say one word to them, they out of here. Amen. Or if they're not out of here, they come to church mad for 25 years and they bow their head every time you preach and bow their head and shake their head and do everything they can to disturb the church. Somebody, I'm telling the truth and you know I'm preaching the truth. Hello. You say, preacher, when you're getting older, you're getting a little bolder. Hey, listen, I'm about ready, 1 foot in the grave, one on a banana peel, and I'm just going to preach. See, you know what Mephibosheth said? Yeah, he gave him all them blessings. But he said, I want you to know something, king. I'm just happy because you put me at your table. I'm happy because you brought me from a place of no bread, a place of ungodliness, a place when I was scared to death, and now I'm a child of the king. I'm an heir of God, joint heir with Jesus. I want you to know I'm happy anyhow. Woo! I want you to know the worst day I have down here is better than what I used to be. Woo! I'm going to give you three things. I'm letting you go home. Maybe. Look in verse number 24 of chapter 19. Boy, I want you to catch all this. He was faithful, number one, on the days that he could not see the king. Whew. I want you to know the king was absent. The king was on the run. The king had his son after him. But Mephibosheth remained faithful even though his eyes were not on the king. Whew. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to say amen. I'll tell you what he had done. He had not shaved. He had not took a bath. You say, why did he go through that rigmarole anyway? Because here's what he felt. If my king is on the run and he's being chased all over the country by his own son and he's hiding out, I'm sure he hadn't shaved. I'm sure he hadn't took a bath. I'm sure he hadn't had what was good for him. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to emulate him. And I'm going to be faithful even if I don't see him. Sometimes, friends, I don't feel God. Sometimes I don't see God. Sometimes I wonder what's going on. But I want you to know something. It's in those times, ladies and gentlemen, when you can't see God, when you can't feel God, when you might not even be able to touch God, you ought to stay faithful. Amen. And sometimes, I ain't going to lie to you, I pray and heaven seems like it's brass. I struggle. I have hard times. But I want to tell you, I've made up my mind. Even if I don't feel God real close, even if I don't feel like everybody loves me, even though maybe some of my church people act like a demon, I'm going to still serve God. I'm still going to get behind this pulpit and preach the King James Bible and stay faithful. Somebody help me. See, we walk by faith, not by sight. There's too many people. I'm going to say this. There's too many people served by emotion. If you really feel real good and they're real emotional, they stay with it. I want you to know that's not even reality. We're living in an anti-God, all-moral, awful, ungodly society, and it's really hard to feel good all the time in the place we're living. Yet, God wants us to stay faithful. We don't walk by feelings. I didn't come to church today because I felt good. I didn't tithe and give my mission offering and my building fund money because I have a lot of money left over. I gave him because I'm going to be faithful. I gave him because I want to do right. I gave him because even though my king's gone, I want to bless him. Woo! Let me illustrate if I can. We're little old sheep. How many believe we're all sheep? Raise your hand, we're sheep. I wish I could have took my church to Israel in 1985. When I went to Israel the first time. That's when the shepherd fields was the shepherd fields. And I went down there to the shepherd fields and I'd seen all them sheep down there in the valley. And under God, I did not see a shepherd. I looked everywhere. I tell you what, I told the director of the thing. I said, I'm going to walk down in there. I want to know where the shepherd is. I think if he loved them sheep, he ought to have been down there where they were. See, he wasn't. You know where that shepherd was? That shepherd was up there on a high mountain. See, you don't have to. Can't hardly stand myself right here. You don't have to see the shepherd just as long as the shepherd sees you. Let me say that one more time. I'll quote my own self. You don't have to see the shepherd. Just as long as the shepherd sees you. You want to be fellowship, said he's gone, he's on the run, but I want you to know, I want him to know I'm serving him, I'm faithful. Amen. Hell, hallelujah. Man, I'm about ready to preach tonight. I want y'all to know something. I hate to tell some of my stuff. When me and my brother was at home together, he's older, but I corrupted him. I was meaner than the devil. I want all y'all to know, I was the meanest little boy on the block. When I knew mom and dad was leaving, you know what him do? I said, come on. We got up there, and we picked up rocks. And I threw rocks at cars. I busted them, boy. I just threw rocks at cars. Huh? You know, there's a whole lot of Christians like that. When Jesus is not around and you don't think he's watching, they act like little idiots. Hey, I got some church members like that, little nutheads. Hello. Hey, the preacher might not see him, but I want them to know God. I never forget one day. I thought, Dad and Mom said they was going to be gone for a day. But here's what happened. Daddy heard that I was in some mischief, and he played a trick on me. Went down the road, and as soon as he got down the road, I got down to the rock pile, and my brother was there. And all of a sudden, here come that Le Mans by Cooper Road. And I said, oh, my God. He came back up, and he caught me. He said, I can't trust you in anything. I said, ain't me, it's my brother. I want you to know something. You listen to this real good. It's a sad thing. There's a lot of Christians can't be trusted when they think God ain't looking. In my preaching right there, somebody say amen. I want you to know something, friend. We need to walk for God and live for God no matter what. Number two. Boy, I want you to get this. See, because the king was coming back and my daddy came back. And I want all y'all to know we need to be faithful because the king's coming back. Number two, I want you to get this. This is real good right here. He was faithful. Listen. He was faithful. He was faithful when the king made decisions that he couldn't understand. How would you have felt if the king took everything that was due you and gave it to a lying servant? How would you have felt? Would you have been very faithful? Hello? Am I preaching? I want you to know one of the greatest things you can do as a Christian. I'm coming right here. I want you to know there's some things that God has done in my life that I still don't completely understand. There's some things that's happened to me that I still don't understand. But I want you to know something. He's on the throne. He's boss. And I want you to know, Mephibosheth was faithful even though he didn't understand why the king gave all of his inheritance to a lying thief. Somebody help me preach right there. See, all Ziba done was march down to David and give him some cheese and some wine and some goodies and said to Mephibosheth's up there taking the throne from you. He told Mephibosheth a liar. He said, you're a cripple. You can't even get on an ass. I'll go take care of everything. He lied. He was slandered. And the king believed the lie.
One of the most hurtful things can happen to anybody is when somebody lies about you and then the crowd believes the lie. Let me tell you something, Chad. You're a young preacher. You're a young preacher. They're going to beat some people because of your authority of a pastor, going to lie about you and try to tear you down. But you look at me, young man of God, you be faithful anyhow. Somebody say amen. And by the way, members, be a good idea. Don't listen to everything you see on Facebook and everything you see posted on Twitter, because most of it ain't nothing but slander and lie and some little whiner that can't stand for God who has to tear somebody else down. Somebody help me preach right there. Hey, man. Old Ziba said to him, "You better pack your bags, Mephibosheth. David done gave me everything you have." Huh? David made a decision. Come on, help me now. How many of you had some things in your life? Maybe a death of a child. Maybe a terminal illness. Maybe a friend that stabbed you in the back. Hello? Mephibosheth teaches us, no matter how this world treats you, you ought to be faithful. Even though you may wonder why God made that decision, you need to be faithful in Him. Hello? I'll tell you a little illustration. And I'm going to give you the last point. I got to hurry. I was pastoring at Hurricane Baptist Church in Clio. I had an offer to a full-time church just before I come here. And that was up at Belva, Bible Baptist of Belva. Candidated me, and all 10 of the pulpit committee told me when I left on Sunday, "You're the man." That's what they told me and Mom. Me and Margaret, that's why I call her Mom. And I thought, well, glory. I've been praying about this full-time thing. I got it. I made an illustration up there about how Billy Graham got saved. I wasn't talking about being following Billy Graham or nothing. I just said, it's a great story about how he got saved. And a couple of them folks got mad about my illustration and went and said, "Hey, he's a liberal. If he said Billy Graham's name in the pulpit, he's a liberal." And they voted on me, Denny. I got 10 votes, the pulpit committee. That's it. I lost a vote. And I broke my heart. I come home, I told my wife, I said, "You know what? If this is how Christian's going to be, I'm just quitting." And she looked at me, she said, "You've been my leader. You be faithful. Don't matter what God's done, God's good. Don't worry. There must be a reason." And it wasn't 6 months. A little committee from Taze Valley Baptist Church came up to my place, heard me preach. I got about 95% of the vote. Hallelujah. That's pretty good for Baptists. And got voted in. 84 people my first Sunday preaching. 47 my second. And now the church runs about 1,000. We have 1,400 members. We have a big house full tonight. I want you to know I didn't understand. I didn't understand what was going on. I could have got mad. I could have said I quit. I could have said I'm not going to be faithful. God, you're going to make that kind of decision, not let me have my dream, then I'll stop. But I want you to know, even though your dreams get shattered, even though you get stopped on, you stay faithful. Lastly, and I'm done. You need to be faithful when there are debts that I can never repay. Look at verse 29 and 30, and I'm done. And the king said unto him, "Why speakest thou any more of thy matter? I have said Thou and Ziba divide the land. And Mephibosheth said unto the king, yea, let him take it all. For as much as my lord the king has come again in peace to his house. You know what he said? I don't want to split it. I'll be honest with you, David. The only thing I've always wanted was you. Somebody. Hey, he pulled us from hell. I remember, take a couple of illustrations, I'm done. I remember when Ronald Reagan was president and the embassy there in Beirut was attacked and 160 died. General Paul Kelly, you've heard the name recently, went over there to Beirut, Jared. And there was a Marine there, had a brain tube in his head, had a feeding tube in his stomach, had a tube coming out of his throat. He looked like some guinea pig. And General Kelly said, I want to thank you for your service. And the soldier looked up at him and said two words, sympathize. You know what it means? Always faithful. I remember of a coach down in South Carolina in Columbia, next to the university there, Columbia, coached a high school team there. He developed Lou Gehrig's disease. He started fading real quick. Eventually, he went into a wheelchair and became paralyzed. He couldn't speak. All he could do is move his eyes and smile. But they got something you can do on an iPad, and I don't know how to do it, but it's something to do with recall recognition, that you can speak through your iPad even though you can't say a word by simply tapping on it. His wife was there. His wife had cancer. His son had muscular dystrophy. And the man that day on his iPad said these words, I want to preach on always be faithful. I wonder how many of you tonight, you may not have a lot. You may not be rich. You may feel like you've been misused and abused and lied about. I wonder how many of you tonight, even though you can't see your king, even though you don't even understand your king all the time, I'd say tonight, I want to be faithful. I wonder how many Christians have come around this altar tonight and say, I'm just like Mephibosheth. I was broken and fallen, but I'm forgiven. And I don't have to do much, but if I just be faithful, won't you do a recommitment tonight? Won't young people, moms and dads, I wonder how many people just come around and say, I'll be faithful. Let's stand. God spoke to you in this message about your just being faithful. No matter what's been said about you, no matter what's been done to you, no matter how people treat you, you'll be faithful coming all from all the church. You ought to come. Our Father, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the word of God tonight. Lord, I ain't much, but I know one thing I can do. I can be faithful. Lord, I want to be faithful when I can't even see you or feel you. I want to be faithful, Lord, when I can't even understand you. And Lord, I want to be faithful when I know that there's a debt I'll never be able to repay. God, touch our people and their families and couples and young teenagers. Help them to come around the altar and say, I want to be faithful. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Jesus, teenager, come on. Preacher, come on.
Jesus, how I
just somebody say, bring your family. Neighbor, come on around.
Him,
yes. Teenager, come on.
Jesus,
grandpa, grandma. Come on.
Jesus.
Woo!
Precious Jesus. Oh, for grace.
Yes.
To trust.
Oh, yes. You might not be able to do a lot of things, but you can be faithful.
Tis so sweet to trust.
Woo!
In Jesus.
Keep coming.
Just to
keep coming.
Take him at his word.
Yes.
Just to rest upon his promise. Just to know.
Oh, yes.
Thus saith the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
If you're here and not
Jesus,
saved, why don't you slip out and let Jesus save you?
I trust
Amen.
Him. How I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus.
Ooh. With heads bowed and eyes closed, I wonder how many, nobody looking around, pray right now, church. Nobody look around. If you're not a Christian, not saved, but you want to go to heaven before you die, before the Lord come, and you say, I want to go to heaven. I want to know Jesus. Just slip your hand up and say, pray for me. If you're not saved, just slip your hand up and say, pray for me. I need prayer. God bless you tonight.